A shimmer shadow showdown, in the way that Christmas's go-to decor colors are red and green, Halloween's are orange and black, Valentine's is pink or puke, New Year's Eve's is glitter, 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 glitter. Naturally, I expect you'll be incorporating this central tenet into your New Year's makeup look. And by you I mean those readers who still actually leave the house to celebrate New Year's, and are therefore young enough to get away with wearing glitter makeup without soliciting pitying looks from passers-by. I, on the other hand, am probably, definitely, outside the age range for whom a glitter getup is advisable, but, turns out, with age comes not giving a crap about what other people think. Thus, I've been in the market for some shimmering, glittery eyeshadow. Since I don't expect to wear eyelid bling very often, I didn't want to break the bank. I decided to buy four different brands of drugstore makeup and pit them, lit to lit. I picked a random selection from a Rite Aid in New Jersey, because, honestly, if ever there was anybody who would stock obnoxious glitter products, you're, and decided on gold as my first test color in this, the first ever Shimmer Shadow Showdown, exclamation point. The contenders, the challengers include, 1. CoverGirl Bombshell Chanel Chanel, 315 Gold Goddess for $8.99. 2. Maybelline Color Tattoo Pure Pigments, 25 Wild Gold for $6.99. 3. NYC Sparkle Eye Dust Eyeshadow, 883 Amber Glitz for $2.99. 4. Wet N Wild Color Icon Glitter Single and Brass, $0.99. The events include texture, application, glitteriness, authenticity of color, removal. So, without further ado, let's get down to it. Contestant number 1, CoverGirl Bombshell Chanel Chanel, 315 Gold Goddess for $8.99. Coming in at the highest price point, I was optimistic, though I'm not a CoverGirl loyalist by any means. Their marketing just sucked me in with their claims of a new, exciting, shimmery line of cream shadows, so I decided to indulge. Texture, it is indeed creamy. It has to be squeezed out of a little tube, kind of a softer, milkier version of toothpaste application. I use fingers. The creaminess didn't lend itself well to going onto and then off of brush drizzles glitteriness. A, it was more light reflective than actually sparkly authentic color. It was okay, more metallic gold than anything removal, more difficult that I anticipated, which may speak to its staying power. It was surprisingly stubborn despite my trusty Clinique Take the Day Off remover and transferred from my top lid to my lower lash line whilst trying to remove it overall. A contender, particularly if you're looking for a more metallic Y look, but definitely not today's champion. Contestant number 2, Maybelline Color Tattoo Pure Pigments, 25 Wild Gold for $6.99. I've tried and highly enjoyed other hues from the Color Tattoo line, so I thought this guy would be a challenger. The color tattoos I have must be from a different ilk, not the pure pigment persuasion. My old ones are a cream pot-based product and I was expecting the same from this newbie. Texture, basically a loose powder that you shake into the lid and then apply, quite unlike the color tattoos of yore. Also known as a few months ago, application, I used a regular fluffy all-over shadow brush. It picked up the pigment fairly well, but I find myself distrustful of loose powder plus brushes. There's gotta be sorcery afoot. Where does the powder go? Semicolon, I mean, I guess the powder goes between bristles, but why can't I see more of it? I think this is perhaps a personal problem that leads me to oversaturate my Brush W product, which, with the powder, leads to a lot of fallout with application glitteriness. I'd say more glittery than the CoverGirl color, though still metallic. I think this would do well as a final flourish on top of matte eye makeup. But as a standalone, you're not so much authentic color, definitely the most gold of the lot. It really looked like pulverized gold dust removal. It took a cotton circle doused in Take the Day Off held against my lid for a minute, but then came off easily overall. I don't hate it. Again, I think for a finishing touch it would be great and add a nice glittery shimmer, but overall the glitteriness is far too tasteful for New Year's Eve. Contestant number 3, NYC Sparkle Eye Dust Eyeshadow, 883 Amber Glitz for $2.99. cheap, the namesake of my favorite city, and sparkle right there in the name? No-brainer. Texture, kind of powdery while silky, it comes in a mascara-esque tube application. It comes with an applicator that could easily masquerade as a lip gloss wand. The wand was good for getting the product out of the tube and onto my eyelid. But once on my eyelid I switched to a regular eyeshadow brush. It behaved much like a regular shadow from that point on. Not bad glitteriness. Matte, again. More metallic white than sparkly, but less nicely metallic than the CoverGirl One Authentic Color. It showed up a more bronze copper on my skin barely showed up, and while I do have kind of olive white undertones, I wouldn't have guessed how blah it would look removal. No more difficult than regular Olay eyeshadow overall. Not terrible. I've had worse eyeshadows on my face. The Mary Kate and Ashley Walmart line comes to mind the year. Might be better in a different color that's less fleshish. Contestant number 4. Wet n Wild Color Icon Glitter Single, 352B Brass for $0.99. I heard through my various makeup blog wanderings that Wet n Wild has undergone a revolution of sorts in the past few years. I remain skeptical, just saying Wet n Wild conjures the smell of nail polish for me, but decided to see what the hype was all about. Texture, a far more traditional glitter appearance. It looks like glitter from the craft store pressed into a little square pot application. It not only looks like craft store glitter, it kind of behaves that way. Initially I had trouble being sure I was picking up the flakes because they kept disappearing into my brush bristles. But after some googling I came across the hint of adding 2 drops of redness reliever eye solution to the brush. I'm sure saline solution would work too. And then scooping up glitter with a moistened brush. This worked much more easily than the dry brush glitteriness. Oh hell yes, this is what I've been waiting for! Exclamation point. The advantage of a craft store glitter mimic is that it indeed is legit glitter on your eyelids authentic color, a gorgeous gold all the way removal. Well a year, let me put it this way, a year I applied the Showdown Contenders 3 days ago and I'm still spotting a freckle of glitter on my face intermittently overall. Love. And it's $0.99. The clear winner and my new dark horse fave for 2015, exclamation mark. I mean, Wet n Wild, who knew? I need to figure out a way to better photograph makeup. Something tells me that using an iPhone in my bathroom mirror may not be the optimal set UPA circumflex your. I look like I have wilted poinsettia water rubbed on my eyelids, which really isn't fair to the eyeshadows. Alice, it's the best I can do for today. Of note. CoverGirl and Maybelline were only applied to my right eyelid, the leftmost in the pictures. NYC and Wet n Wild were applied to both lids. Do you have a favorite shimmer or shadow? How are you planning to do your makeup this New Year's Eve? Hashtag about Boulder on any Facebook pics of your makeup so I can see.